Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will find pasture." Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
In the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Christ makes two of the I am statements recorded by John. He says, "I am the door of the sheep," and "I am the good shepherd." In making these statements and teaching that the sheep enter by the door into the fold, while all others, regardless of how they seek to enter, if they do so in any other way but through the door, those are thieves and robbers. Like many things Jesus said and did, this caused division among the people. Those who refused to recognize the God-man as Messiah said he had a demon and was insane. Then many Jews picked up stones to stone him. Hear now from the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches and scatters them, because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but from myself I lay it down. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." Jesus is the Lord our shepherd. We shall not want. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd for both Jews and Gentiles. His sheep come from every tongue, tribe, nation, and people. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd who, with amazing love, love of the Father and love for the sheep, willingly laid down his life and 3 days later took it up again. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd, who obeyed his Father's will perfectly and loves each of his sheep eternally. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd, who gives his sheep eternal life. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd, and we as his sheep hear his voice and follow him. Jesus is the Lord our shepherd. We shall not want. With or without green pastures, with or without quiet waters. All his sheep know these things, but not all people receive them or him. As we continue reading in John chapter 10, Christ declares, "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep." Notice what he didn't say. He did not say, "You are not of my sheep because you do not believe." But then the good shepherd of the sheep proclaims these wonderful words in verses 27 through 30. "But my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, ever. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And Jesus is the Lord our shepherd, the good shepherd, who prayed for us in this way. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.